FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Skillet with their song Anchor. Good morning to you at 7:04.
And congratulations to everyone who won their way to see Jamie Jem Goshen live from the Junction Center mini concert this coming Monday morning. And a big thank you to Chick-fil-A Lancaster for providing breakfast for the event. Be sure to tune in at 8:30 on Monday. We're going to be broadcasting her live performance right here on WJTL.
And this morning, our very special guest, our dear friend Allison Harmon, is here. She's the head of school at Lititz Christian School. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Fred.
So
thanks
great
for having
to have you.
Here.
Oh, we love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I'll say good morning to my husband and four children, although it is summer break, so the likelihood of them being awake is probably pretty slim.
Yes, and full disclosure, I feel a part of the Lititz Christian family. My grandkids go there. My daughter-in-law teaches there. And of course, while Allison is famous for being head of school there, her dad, Ross, is even more famous. He was our UPS man for 30 years here. So you guys have been a part of our family, too, for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about Lititz Christian School.
Yes, Lititz Christian School is located in Lititz, right in downtown Lititz. We are a kindergarten through 12th grade school. We have also opened a standalone early learning center in Lititz as well. That offers care for children 6 weeks through pre-K. We have a before and after school care for Warwick and Lititz Christian, and we also push into Mannheim Central School and provide after school care there as well. And we are super excited to expand into the Donegal School District, where we will be opening an early learning center that will offer care for children 6 weeks through pre-K, and then also before school and after school for the Donegal School District. Donegal will provide transportation both to and from school.
That's pretty awesome. And interestingly enough, it's at Intern Hannah's church that Community Bible Church, and where she's working this summer too. So that's kind of a cool
wonderful
tie-in
they are
for
a wonderful
today.
Group of people.
So is that going to start this fall?
Yes, we open September 2nd.
Okay. If folks are interested, do you have openings for any of these locations?
We have openings right now at our new campus in Marietta at Community Bible. And if you have interest, you can go to our website, www.lititzchristian.net. There's a tab at the top that says ELC. When you click on that tab, two options will come up. One is for the Donegal West campus.
And let's just backtrack a little bit. You guys moved a couple years ago to right across from Warwick High School. Tell
Correct.
Us about that, your main campus, your location.
Yes, we are right across from Warwick off of Orange Street, and we offer kindergarten through 12th grade at that campus.
Amazing. And I got to be there for Grandparents' Day.
Yes.
And each class did their own song, and everybody did a presentation. And you guys have a great staff, a great group of teachers.
We have wonderful staff and faculty,
yeah.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about being there every day?
The relationships.
Yeah.
It's very much a family feel. I love that our kids, yes, we're educating them and we're meeting their needs that way, but more importantly, they are known and they are loved, and they're pointing to Jesus every day.
Yeah, and you're kind of like the utility player there. Whenever I'm there, you're like doing this, doing that, doing this. What needs to be done today?
It's part of Christian school, you know, you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how about enrollment for your main school for fall? Do you have openings there?
We do. We have a few openings there. In all of our grades at this point.
Very cool. Check it out online. Go to lititzchristian.net. Get all the information about their early learning center, about their main school. It's all the way up to graduation to seniors, right?
Yes.
Amazing. How many seniors did you graduate this year?
This past year was a small class, so we only graduated 12. Yes.
12, but that's a lot.
Yes.
Like, that's grown over the years too, right?
It's been hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, some years we have 25 and some years smaller classes. And
amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more with Allison coming up, so stick around. Josh Baldwin, Paul Balasha, more music too.